we're finally seeing consumers spend more on services than they spend on goods, which could be received at the home. So as vaccinations have increased to the point that more businesses are able to fully reopen and more people feel safe traveling, shopping, dining, you know, getting their hair done and all that kind of stuff, it's very encouraging, and it's particularly important for us here in Florida and Central Florida because our economies are so service-centric.
Ah, good point. I see that now. Can you give me some hard data on this? Is there some available?
Yeah, there is. For example, TSA reported that the throughput of passengers surged as Memorial Day approached, with volumes at 75% of their pre-pandemic levels across the country. And that's a big improvement from the March level of only 50%. And OpenTable reported that seated diners in May were finally higher than they were in 2019. And the data was even better for us here in Central Florida.
Very nice. Oh, yeah. I saw the reports about the surge in airline passengers at Orlando International Airport, where OIA topped all other airports in the U.S. for the 5 months from December 2020 through April 2021 for the number of departing passengers. Did that trend continue into May?
It did. OIA reported that their volume last week were running about 90% of 2019's pre-pandemic levels. And that's really amazing, Nicole, because international travel was, you know, was non-existent. So it demonstrates the powerful rebound going on is all in domestic travel. And, you know, international amounted to 15% of the 2019 total. So that's really pretty amazing data.
That is impressive. And I read there's also a surge in visitors arriving by car into Orlando.
Yeah, that was really surprising. And we would be doing even better, but for wrong-headed state policies, Nicole.
Now, which policies are these?
Well, you know, the governor made a big policy error in forbidding private companies from requiring that their customers prove that they've received vaccinations. This crippled Florida's huge cruise ship industry. You know, other states, Alaska and Washington, they have vaccination requirements, and they allowed their cruise ship companies to require them for all their passengers and crew, and now they're enjoying a full season of sailing, and we're not. Fortunately, the industry is soon going to begin test trips under CDC regulations, and even more importantly, a federal judge overseeing Florida's court case challenging cruise ship regulations has given the state until tomorrow and today to settle the suit, and that provides the governor with a face-saving option to rescind this ill-suited ban on vaccination requirements for cruise ships.
So what should we look forward to this summer, Hank?
Well, the boom in leisure travel in Florida, and especially here in Central Florida, not only is it underway, it's gaining momentum. And we're just going to enjoy record levels of leisure travel this summer, and I think a really spectacular winter season as well. But, you know, business travel and convention attendance is going to remain depressed for at least a number of years, along with international travelers. So the mix is going to change significantly, shifting more towards leisure travel. Now, that said, the pace of recovery, I think, is going to continue to accelerate strongly over the next 6 months, Nicole.